You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Rethinking Positive Thinking. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Rethinking Positive Thinking, Inside the New Science of Motivation, by Gabriel Odingen. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. What is your dearest wish? What dreams do you have for the future? What do you want to be or do? Imagine your dream coming true. How wonderful would it be? How fulfilling? What holds you back from realizing your wish? What is it in you that stops you from really going for it? Rethinking Positive Thinking is a book about wishes and how to fulfill them. It draws on 20 years of research in the science of motivation, and it presents a single, surprising idea. The obstacles that we think most impede us from realizing our deepest wishes can actually hasten their fulfillment. That is Gabriel Odingen from Rethinking Positive Thinking. Gabriel Odingen is one of the world's leading researchers in, as per the subtitle, The New Science of Motivation. A ton of positive psychologists reference her work. I've got a link to our collection of positive psychology philosopher's notes in the PDF. From Heidegger and Halvorsen in Succeed to Piers Steele in The Procrastination Equation and many others. The basic idea of the book is captured in a clever image on the cover. Rose-colored glasses with one lens cracked. Odingen walks us through the compelling research that demonstrates the power of seeing both the positive and the challenges. When we contrast our wishes with the obstacles to their attainment, we almost magically catalyze an extraordinarily higher level of performance. Odingen has been studying this for 20 years, and the book is packed with an array of research studies that she and her team have conducted to shine light on the various facets of the process. We also learn some practical tips on how to apply these ideas to our lives, learning about mental contrasting, implementation intentions, and how to get our whoop on. More on that in a moment. For now, I'm excited to share some of my favorite big ideas we can apply today, so let's jump straight in. First big idea, the downside of merely dreaming. Quote, if you want to unwind, you can take some deep breaths, get a massage, or go for a walk. But you can also try simply closing your eyes and fantasizing about some future outcome that you might enjoy. But what about when your objective is to make your wish a reality? The last thing you want to be is relaxed. You want to be energized to get off the couch and lose those pounds or find that job or study for that test. And you want to be motivated enough to stay engaged even when the inevitable obstacles arise. We've seen that the principle of dream it, wish it, do it does not hold true. And now we know why. In dreaming it, you undercut the energy you need to do it. You put yourself in a temporary state of bliss, calmness, and lethargy. End quote. Odingen shares some truly fascinating research about the negative impacts of merely fantasizing about a desired outcome. Get this, scientists can bring people into a lab, measure their blood pressure, and then have them positively fantasize, then take their blood pressure again. In a matter of minutes, their blood pressure will go down significantly. Now, that might sound like a good thing, and of course, learning how to relax and oscillate between being on and off is essential to sustain peak performance, but if you want to actually achieve the outcome you're fantasizing about, you want to end your sessions feeling energized, not mellow. Odingen tells us, quote, more often than not, we are the exact opposite of electrified. It never ceases to impress me that we can measure a decline in energy and motivation almost instantly after a fantasy of wish fulfillment passes through a person's mind. She also tells us, quote, by fooling our brains into thinking we're already successful, we lose motivation and energy to do what it takes to actually become successful, end quote. In short, the positive fantasies by themselves feel good in the immediate term, but are disastrous over the long run if we're serious about achieving our desired outcomes. So let's look at what works. Next big idea, mental contrasting. Quote, Back in 1990, when my research was first beginning to show that positive fantasies were not helping people achieve their wishes, I was disappointed. I had embarked on studying dreams not merely because I found them interesting, but because I had hoped that dreaming might help people who were having trouble achieving wishes, large and small. It was difficult to focus my work on fantasies, knowing that they made individuals continue to struggle, so I wondered if there was anything I could do to the process of dreaming to turn things around and make dreams more helpful for achieving wishes. In particular, since positive fantasies tended to relax people, was there a way that I could use dreaming to wake them up, get them into gear, and motivate them to succeed? I reasoned that the best way to get people up and moving was to ask them to dream and then to confront them right away with the realities that stood in the way of their dreams. I called this confrontation mental contrasting. If I could ground fantasies in a reality through mental contrasting, I might be able to circumvent the calming effects of dreaming and mobilize dreams as a tool for prompting directed action. End quote. So, dreaming in and of itself can lead to the precise opposite results we're looking for. But if we immediately contrast that ideal outcome with realities that stood in the way, then magic happens. Enter mental contrasting. When we do that, rather than feel lethargic, we feel fired up. Technically, we feel a necessity to act that catalyzes us into doing the very things that will help us achieve our outcomes. There's an important caveat to this, though. Our wish needs to be feasible. We need to think we can actually achieve it. If we think we can achieve it, our motivation to take action immediately goes through the roof. If we don't think we can achieve it, our motivation actually drops below that of the pure dreamers. And as Odinjin tells us many times throughout the book, that's actually a really good thing, because sometimes we need to disengage from a dream. It makes no sense to invest valuable energy into something we don't think we can attain. So remember, make sure you think your dreams are challenging, but feasible, and be honest about when your dreams are just too far out of your current reach to properly fire you up. As per Odinjin, quote, our study suggested that mental contrasting could help people do both things, engage even more forcefully when it made sense to engage, and disengage even more forcefully when that made sense. It functioned as a self-regulation tool, helping people allocate their energy more efficiently so they didn't merely pursue wishes, but wisely pursued them, end quote. That leads us to the next big idea, implementation intentions. Quote, as time passed and Peter conducted more studies, he came to realize that forming a plan for how to attain a certain goal, what he termed the implementation intention, had a more powerful effect if it took on the particular form of an if-then statement. If situation X arises, then I will perform response Y. Let's suppose Jim feels inexplicably anxious when his regional manager stops by his office. So it's difficult for Jim to start up a conversation or ask a question. Jim's implementation intention might be, if I become nervous talking to my regional manager, then I will remind myself that I'm the top performing salesperson in the district, and my sales have increased since last year. Or if I become nervous talking to my regional manager, then I will excuse myself for a moment, take a few deep breaths to calm down, and return to the conversation. End quote. Implementation intentions, they're huge, and they're a key part of the WHOOP strategy we're getting to in a moment. Side note, the guy who came up with this is Peter M. Goldwitzer, Gabrielle's husband. That's awesome. Power couple. So, implementation intentions. If a situation arises, then you will do something. Here's how Timothy Pischel describes it in his great little book, Solving the Procrastination Puzzle. See those notes? He says, quote, in short, implementation intentions are a powerful tool to move from a goal intention to an action. As I have outlined in earlier chapters, these implementation intentions take the form of if-then statements. The if part of the statement sets out some stimulus for action. The then portion describes the action itself. The issue here really is one of pre-decision. We are trying to delegate the control over the initiation of our behavior to a specified situation without requiring conscious decision. If I say to myself things like, I'll feel more like doing this later, or I don't feel like doing this now, then I will just get started on some aspect of the task, end quote. So the key here is that by identifying likely obstacles in advance, we make what willpower researchers call a pre-decision. We've pre-committed ourselves to an optimal path. By doing this, and getting in the habit of actually doing what we said we would do, we're able to conserve precious willpower so we're not needing to squander energy every time we face the same challenge. Getting good at this is a really good idea. And now, it's time to get our super practical whoop on, which is our next big idea. Let's get our whoop on. That's capital W, capital O, capital O, capital P, whoop. Quote, as I started to teach mental contrasting with implementation intentions as a single, unified tool, I realized that we needed a better name than MCII. The name WHOOP, Wish, Outcome, Obstacle, Plan, came to us almost by accident in the course of fielding a study. We liked how accessible WHOOP was and how well it captured the key steps. As a tool, WHOOP is what psychologists call content neutral. That is, it can be used to help with any kind of wish you might have, short-term or long-term, big or small. If you're a professional, you can use it to reach a new milestone in your career, improve your skills, whatever you can think of. If you're a student, you can apply it to study more productively. If you're a mom or dad, you can apply it to handle challenging situations with your children more effectively. Anyone can use it in his or her personal life for any purpose. For instance, to form closer relationships with others or improve health, end quote. Whoop, there it is. This is the uber practical, scientifically proven way to bring your dreams to life. Wish plus outcome plus obstacle plus plan. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Wish, what do you want to see in your life personally or professionally? Imagine something challenging yet feasible you can achieve in a year, month, week, or day. Outcome, what is the number one benefit you would experience as a result? And then the obstacle, what obstacle within you, key differentiation, stands in the way of achieving that wish? And then the plan, what can you do to get around that obstacle? What's the number one most effective thing you could do? Odingen walks us through a really cool guided exercise to unpack these elements. We want to think in images and allow them to float through our minds freely rather than being overly rational about it, allowing us to engage what she calls our non-conscious minds. She also provides a shorter written exercise. Here it is. Quote, on a blank piece of paper, name the wish in 3 to 6 words. Identify the best outcome, also in 3 to 6 words, and write it down. Now, let your thoughts lead your pen, taking as much paper as you need. Then, name your obstacle and write it down. Imagine the obstacle, again, letting your thoughts wander and lead your writing. To create a plan, first write down one specific action you can take to overcome the obstacle. Write down the time and place where you believe the obstacle will arise. Then, write down the if-then plan. If obstacle X occurs, when and where, then I will perform behavior Y. Repeat it once to yourself out loud, end quote. That's worth going back through, and it's also worth doing right now as an exercise. My intention for the rest of the note is to get you familiar with WHOOP, and to do that, you need to practice it. So if you're in a space where you can write down some stuff, then please do so. If not, continue doing whatever you're doing safely. But here's the basic exercise. Name your wish. Think of one thing that's challenging but feasible that you want to achieve over the next 12 months or so. Capture that in 3 to 6 words. Now, identify the best outcome or benefit you will experience as a result of attaining that wish. Again, state it in 3 to 6 words. Now, name your obstacle. What's going to get in the way? Now, write down your if-then plan. If this happens, then I will do this. WHOOP. W-O-O-P. Wish, outcome, obstacle, plan. Remember, science says this is extraordinarily powerful. And remember, times two, we can do this for everything in our lives. Which leads us to the next big idea, WHOOP as a daily tool. Quote, again and again, we've found that Whoop enables people to pursue their wishes more wisely, producing more desirable short and long-term results than more traditional treatments or no intervention at all. If you want a proven means of regulating your energies so that you move more effectively toward fulfilling your wishes, and if you want a method that is also safe, cheap, and easy to use, you should try Whoop. End quote. Well, I'm sold. How about you? Seriously, I'm already using this throughout my day and even my meditation this morning, and Alexandra and I are having fun adding some Whoop sauce to our lives, and we look forward to teaching Emerson. In the numerous Whoop interventions Gabrielle and her team have conducted with a broad range of people, from young students to professionals, she often has them use a cool card that I kind of recreated in the PDF. So you can't see it right now, but we've got the wish, outcome, obstacle, plan with space to write, and then the if, then I will scenario. So check out the PDF for more on that. And then I've got an example of an exercise-based Whoop intervention. And participants in the Whoop group that she studied got crazy better results than the controls. So with the exercise, the sample that you can see in the PDF is, today's exercise wish is jogging in the evening. The best outcome the person identified was feeling balanced. And the obstacle they anticipated experiencing was feeling tired when they came home from work. Then the plan to overcome or prevent or seize the opportunity is, if I come home tired at 7 p.m., then I will put on my running shoes and go outside. So, powerful stuff. Gabrielle also has an app that I've got a link to in the note. You can check that out, which walks you through this process. For now, again, think about it or write it down. Fill it out. Wish, outcome, obstacle, plan, if, then. Again, everything we do is about translating theory, in this case, really, really powerful scientific research, into practice, making it part of our lives. And if you're feeling it even remotely, take the time to do it now, such that it gets deeper into your consciousness and is more likely to become an actual practice you engage in your life. All right, I hope I've sold you. Final big idea. Two vital questions. Quote, we are just beginning to rethink positive thinking, evolving the new science of motivation, mobilizing it to improve individuals' lives and address social problems. But what we do know is very clear. To make the most of our lives, we must face up to the role we play in hamstringing our own wishes. Doing so isn't complicated, but it is profound and life-changing. With Whoop and mental contrasting, we motivate and empower ourselves to take action when it will really benefit us and those around us. We unleash powerful forces within us so that we can change habits of thought and behavior we've had for years. It sounds like magic, and it feels like magic, but the science shows it's real. Wishing you good luck on your journey of discovery, I'll end with two vital questions that I hope you never stop asking yourself. What is your dearest wish? What holds you back from achieving it? End quote. These are the two vital questions for us to keep in mind. What is your dearest wish? What holds you back from achieving it? Here's to embracing the new science of motivation that encourages us to hold both the positive wishes and the challenges as we enjoy the process of optimizing and actualizing. There you go. Super quick look at rethinking positive thinking with an emphasis on Whoop. Gabrielle Odingen, thank you. If you enjoyed this note, I think you'll also enjoy the notes on Succeed, the Procrastination Equation, Solving the Procrastination Puzzle, The Upside of Stress, and A Mind for Numbers. Now, let's enjoy some great quotes from Odingen in the sidebar. She tells us, rethinking positive thinking presents scientific research suggesting that starry-eyed dreaming isn't all it's cracked up to be. The book then examines and documents the power of a deceptively simple task, juxtaposing our dreams with the obstacles that prevent their attainment. Based on two decades of research findings replicated across a variety of research participants, contexts, and methods, you will be ill-advised to indulge in dreams about achieving your goals and then assume you're well on your path to success. Life just doesn't work that way. If you want to take action toward a desired future, then be sure to choose wishes that are challenging but still attainable for you. Whoop won't help you live more fully if your wish is to live on planet Neptune or become a billionaire within a year. As fun as both of those things would be. Challenging yet feasible, remember that. Next idea here is, next quote, we would be wrong to jettison our dreams just as we are wrong to blindly assume that simply dreaming something can make it so. Whoop is a living tool that you can use in your everyday life. Practiced daily over an extended period of time, Whoop enables you to not only solve specific problems or wishes, but live a life that is balanced, meaningful, and generally happy. So many popular self-help programs and strategies aren't scientifically validated. If you have something in your life that you'd really like to change, or even if you just want to enjoy it even more, you'd be well advised to dispense with the trendy positive thinking approach and give Whoop a try. I'm all in. Rethinking positive thinking, imagine your ideal outcome, then imagine the obstacle within you that's holding you back from achieving it, and you will see extraordinarily higher levels of motivation, energy, and performance if you are like the research participants that Odingen has studied for 2 decades at this point. All right, hope you enjoyed. What was the big idea that jumped out? You gonna get your Whoop on? What's your wish? What's the outcome or benefit? What's the obstacle? What's your if-then plan? Have fun with that. Look forward to sharing more soon. Have another awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.